our precious Lord, our wonderful Savior, our Redeemer and God. Again this morning, oh Lord, we are grateful for the favor, we are grateful for the opportunity that we may be the one that are able to call upon your name. As your children, as we sit even here today, oh God, we pray that you may minister to us, that you may teach, reminding us of this truth, that we already know our God, but keeping us under this truth that we may grow, that Heavenly Father, we may produce fruit in our lives. Heavenly God, we pray all this in the name of Christ. We ask our Savior that you may open our ears, our eyes of the Spirit, that, oh God, we may also open our mouth when the time is there for us to spread your word as we share, even in this place of Olivet, house to house, as you give us that opportunity. Help us by your Holy Spirit, oh God, that we may speak the truth. Be with us even this morning as we come before you and sit in this ministry. In Jesus' name we all say, Amen. Amen. Daniel chapter number 3. Daniel chapter 3. We're reading from verse 19 to verse 25. We continue again in the same context of this book since we started this book from chapter number 1 a couple of months ago. Daniel chapter 3, reading from verse 19 to 25. My subject this morning, Bazalwane, the consuming fire. And I will use then the ESV this morning. Daniel 3:19 to 25. Here is the word of God. And may the good God bless his word. Then Nebuchadnezzar was filled with fury, and the expression of his face was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He ordered the furnace heated 7 times more than it was usually heated. And he ordered some of the mighty men of his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then those men were bound in their cloaks, their tunics, their heads, and their other garments, and they were thrown into the burning fiery furnace. Because the king's order was urgent and the furnace overheated, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell bound into the burning fiery furnace. Then the king Nebuchadnezzar was astonished and arose up in his haste. He declared to his counselors, "Did we not cast 3 men bound into the fire?" They answered and said to him, "King, true, O king." He answered and said, "But I see 4 men unbound, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt, and the appearance of the 4th is like a son of the gods." That's far is the reading of the word of God. Bazalwane, when the Bible refers to a consuming fire, it always refers to God's holy judgment. It refers to God's holy anger against sinful people, against especially false worship. It speaks of God's wrath, brothers and sisters, to those people who are not yet in Christ, the children of disobedience. So whenever we speak of consuming fire, we speak of that, of the time where God exercises his judgment to the ungodly. We can see that in the Old Testament, this is what we read. It says, "Take care lest you forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he made with you, and make carved images, the form of anything that the Lord your God has forbidden. For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God." So take care that you don't do these things. Take care that you don't live wickedly, because your God is a consuming fire. That's the Old Testament.
In the New Testament, we also find kind of similar ways, showing us that, Pazalana, when God speaks or the Bible speaks of consuming fire, it speaks of the wrath of God against the children of disobedience. New Testament, if you look at Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28 to 29, this is what the word of God says. Therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And thus, let us offer to God acceptable worship. Why? For our God is a consuming fire. So God's judgment is against false worship, is against the people who are not in Christ, as we have seen that also here in the book of Daniel, especially when we dealt with verse 1 to 7. But today, Bazalana, where we stand, brethren, we see a literal fire, a fire made by Nebuchadnezzar, a fire made by this man who is ungodly and is in charge, is leading also ungodly men, a fire to intimidate the believers, a fire to test the believers' faith, a fire to punish those who refuse to conform to the standard of this world. But we see this fire of Nebuchadnezzar, Bazalwane, as a perfect example of God's judgment. At the same time, if you look at it in a way that is fitting with the coming of Christ, we see this fire as a proper example of God's judgment against the ungodly. We look at that, and we see in this fire a picture of God delivering his faithful from the fires to come and from the difficulties and the challenges of this life that we live today. So this sermon today is in two parts. First, we're going to see who is consumed by the fire and why. Secondly, who is saved from the fire and how is one saved from these fires. So as we know, our brothers and sisters, we always have to be reminded that in this world, we are people divided into two groups, whether we like it or not, in spiritual way. Not in a way that we can see it physically, but spiritually, there are those that are in Christ, those who are righteous and saved by the grace of God for God's glory. There are those who believe in Jesus and they've cast their burden upon Jesus. They have called on the name of Jesus. They trust and depend on God. And there are those who are wicked, the ungodly, those who reject the gospel and they reject God, those who enjoy living life of sin and they actually promote the life of sin at times, those who live as if there is no God or as if there is no hell. So we must have this concept in our mind. We have the wicked, those that we see, we saw when we dealt with chapter number 3, verse 1 to 7. The people who actually provoked God by choosing to bow to an image and choosing idols over God. A people dedicated to the things of this world. People dedicated in ungodliness and wickedness. People dedicated in false worship, united against God. And then we see the righteous of God. People who are dedicated to please God. People who are educated to live faithfully even in an ungodly world like this. People who are dedicated even that they may lose their lives, but only to gain the life of God. People who chose that they would rather die and suffer the fires of the world rather than die and suffer the fires that are still to come. People who stood up for the truth of God. We see them in our study that we did from verse 8 to verse 18. We see these two different kind of people. And today then, brothers and sisters, we are confronting this to see how does God keep those who stand for the truth in an ungodly world? How does God comfort and defend and protect us as children of God? We will see that. And at the same time, how does God reject those who already have rejected him. Those that we see in verse number 1 to verse number 7 of chapter 3. Those that have chosen the life of this world. Those that seem to claim some kind or some form of religiousness, but they are actually practicing lawlessness before God. They are rejected by God. And we shall see their end also. And we shall see how God then deliver us. Remember, Bazalan, we are motivated to do such a subject today because of Nebuchadnezzar's question that he asked when we dealt from verse 18 from verse 8 to 18. In verse number 15, Nebuchadnezzar asked a question and says, "Who is the God who will deliver you out of my hands?" When the children of God refused to bow before the statue. He says, "Remember, I will throw you in the fire, in this burning fiery furnace, and who is the God that will deliver you?" So we are motivated to continue here because we want to see this God that we save, if whether he will deliver his people. Because when they answer to this king in verse number 17 to 18, they say, "Our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hands, O king. But if not, if he chooses not to," we dealt with that, what does that mean in our previous study? "But if not, be it known to you, O king, we will not worship the image that you have set up." We are motivated to see now that will God deliver his people? And what is God going to do to these wicked people who now bind these children of God and throwing them into this lake or pit of fire? And while we're dealing with that, brothers and sisters, I just want to put a point here for all of us to know that God is able to deliver all the people of this world from the fires of hell. He's able, he's got power, he can deliver everyone from the fires of hell. But the truth of the matter is, the God who is able, the God who died at the cross for the sins of the people, is not going to deliver everybody. He is able, he's got the power to do it. He can do it, but he's not going to do it. He's only going to deliver those who believe and have come to him by believing in his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. It's like having a bomb, you know, a big bomb or a small bomb, whatever a bomb can be, that you can set up to blow out the whole world. You've got this bomb, you can set it up to blow out this whole world, but you choose to set it up to blow only the African continent. So the bomb is able to, but the bomb is set only to bomb African continent, and it leaves the whole world. So Christ's death, it's so powerful in a way that it can deliver everyone. But God has chosen only to deliver those that he foreknew, those that he predestined to conform to the image of his Son. And also those that he predestined to conform to the image of his Son, he's the one that God now called through his gospel and also called from their hearts by the Spirit of God. And when they hear the word of God, they don't reject the call of God. Unlike the word that we preach, people reject it. But no one can reject the inside call that God calls his people. No one can reject the regeneration that God brings to his people. They will come. The book of Romans tells us that those that God calls, they also will be glorified. So it tells us of God who is able. So we need to be reminded of this thing. So now we see these children of God here saying, God is able to deliver us, those who are faithful. They became faithful. Chapter number 3, verse 8 to 18. They are faithful. They refuse to conform to the standard of this world. They refuse to bow down to the image that Nebuchadnezzar has set up. They refuse to live ungodly. They refuse to join in and have fellowship in some way or communion to this world. And for that reason, they say, even if you draw us to the lake of fire, even if we are suffering in this world, but our God will deliver us. It reminds me of even the children of God that have been persecuted all over. It doesn't mean that God has forgotten them. God will deliver us. But also it tells us of the coming Lord Jesus Christ, which my brother Selo was talking about, Second Peter, that in his coming we will be delivered. And we're reminded here today. But three things that, brothers and sisters, I want you to notice where we just read. These children of God, when they refused to bow, Nebuchadnezzar was furious and he commanded some people to bind them. The Bible says, one, they were bound, and their clothes, their hats, their tunics, whatever they were wearing, was not taken from them. They were thrown like that into this burning fiery furnace. The third thing is, this fire was overheated. It was heated more than it's supposed to be. But check it out. They were bound. Why do you bind somebody that you will throw again into a fire? It shows that the world, even in their ignorance, they know that God can do something. God is able to do something. It shows they are not convinced that only by throwing them into this fire it was enough. They had to bind them. But it also showed to us, Bazalona, that they were not able to save themselves. You cannot be bound and still save yourself. Just like sin has bound us as people and we are not able to save ourselves. No one could save them. Because now they were thrown into the fire. As we stand today, no one can save us but the Lord Jesus Christ. As sin binds us, also in chains like this, no one can save himself. No one can be saved by anybody but Christ Jesus. Then they are thrown into this lake of fire. And we see a very interesting thing here, but I want to observe. We see this multitude of people, the same people we saw in verse number 1 to 7. Now they are coming, all these people who worship this image of Nebuchadnezzar, the whole world of Babylon, a very big number, billions of people, against three people. We see them coming and standing around this fire. They want to see what is going to happen. They're enjoying the moment, just like as it is today. People are enjoying the moment, they're enjoying the life that they live. All they can do is to look down on the children of God and to make sure that we don't succeed. But brothers and sisters, as they look and as Nebuchadnezzar is trying to make an example out of these children of God, we see God making an example out of the wicked. And you can miss this point if you read fast. You won't see God making an example out of these people. We won't see God showing us what will happen to the wicked. You'll only see God showing us what happens to those that are faithful when he saves them in the fire. But if you read carefully, it says, those that bound them, those mighty men, stronger than a horse, when they threw them into the fire burnt them. The fire burnt those people. A picture of the fact that the wicked will perish. Those that worship the image, when they came close to the fire, they were not saved. But the children of God, they stood in the fire and they were saved. So you will miss the fact that those who reject the gospel, those who don't want to stand for God, they will perish. Because they are wicked. They reject the truth of scripture. They provoke God as we have seen it. They chose images than God. They chose idols. But we see a picture of the future. We see what will happen to the ungodly. We'll see what should shake the knees of the ungodly. That soon and very soon, they will be judged. Those that didn't fear God and they chose to fear the fire of Nebuchadnezzar, they were actually burned. If you choose to fear the things of this world that happens to us and then you conform to the standard of this world, you are going to perish. Those who forget that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, they think that conforming to the standard of this world is for personal gain is good, we see them, they perish. Those who choose this world, brothers and sisters, they perished. So it's easy to miss that point. And then we rush to see what happens to these people who are thrown into the lake of fire. That is the very same mistake these people they've done. They think by coming together against the children of God was a good idea. Brother, my sister, you have to be careful how you treat the children of God. That's why, my brother, you must be careful how you treat your wife. He's not just your wife, he's your sister in the Lord. You must be careful, my sister, how you treat your husband. He's not just your husband, he's your brother in the Lord. Two things, is your husband and you are together in Christ. So you must be careful how we treat one another as Christians. So these people, as they come together aiming to destroy the children of God, they are the ones who were destroyed. So we see, Bazalan, that the lake of fire, the judgment of God, awaits those who do not fear God. Even if they think they are Christians, even if they can say they are Christians, they can go to Christian churches and practice some religious form of life and righteousness of this world. As we sibabonile ku verse number 1 to 7, they actually tried to worship. So even if you worship, as long as you worship falsely, the consuming fire of God is against you. Even if they are called men of God. But for the fact that they provoke the God of the Bible, they say the things that the God of the Bible doesn't, they live a life in which the God of the Bible does not say we should live, they will all suffer the flames of God. It doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter where you come from, as long as you don't stand right with God. It doesn't matter how much powerful. We see mighty men bounding Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but they were not mighty enough for the fire. There is no mighty man when it comes to the judgment of God. The same judgment of God, this coming out last week, as we were reminded that God is not bluffing. Last week we were reminded that God is serious. He will do what He says He will do. We see it today. The children of men, the lawless one, those who've got hearts who are depraved, they perish into this fire. We see a picture of people perishing in the future also. So brother, you cannot come against the children of God. You cannot be united against God as we saw them united against God in the first verses of verse 1 to 7. There is a result of being united against God. And there is a result also of being united against the world. As we see from verse 8 to 18 last time when we read, these people, these children of God, they were united, these three, and they confronted this system of this world. When Nebuchadnezzar says bow, they refused to bow. They confronted this system by faith, not by toy, not by doing any other stuff and having placards, Jesus for all for Jesus. No, they stood by faith and faithfulness. That's how we live in an ungodly world. We don't fight for Jesus. We live for Jesus. That's what they did. And there were consequences for living for Jesus. They were bound and they were thrown into the pit of fire. We don't see an immediate kind of prosperity as we are taught today. Come to Jesus and have something. No, we see them coming to God and bound and thrown into the fire. Then after that, glorification. We have to suffer, then be glorified. We don't be glorified. Because if you glorify first, you suffer afterwards. That is why the world is glorified and they come together and try to have good life. And at the end of the day, we see them, they perish, they are thrown. When they try to throw these children of God into the fire. When you aim to destroy the children of God, you are aiming to destroy yourself. That's the message that the wicked should get. And the question is, if God is for us, who can be against us? And we see some kind of ignorance here, Bazalwane. It is easy for these ungodly people. It is easy for the world to be ignorant of the facts. Instead of seeing what was due to them to see, they see what God prepares for the children of God. They didn't see the fact that their own people, their ungodly people, perish in the fire. No. We read from verse number 24, we are told that Nebuchadnezzar was surprised and he was amazed and the whole world was amazed, and he called his generals and he asked them, did I not throw three people into the fire? They are so surprised that now there is these people, number one, they are unbound. They are so surprised. They are surprised when the children of God, regardless of how much you oppress them, they carry on in life, regardless of how much you plan evil against them, they come out. They are so surprised. They should be surprised, but one fact of ignorance, where the ungodly were supposed to open their eyes, is in the fact that their own people perished and the children of God lived. They only look what will happen to the children. They will always look, since you claimed to be the child of God, now what? That's the question they always ask. But they never ask, since I live ungodly, since I live so wicked in this world, now what? They don't ask that question. They ask, since you claim to be the child of God, now what? Because now it seems like you are facing challenges. It seems like the God that you said you worship is not with you. Remember when they bind them, it looked like God forsaken them. And now this fire is overheated 7 times. The sign actually is a picture of the hell that we spoke about last week, which no one can escape. We see these ungodly people unable to escape, because when they throw these other guys, they were consumed. So the fire of God cannot be escaped. But instead of watching that and being careful of that, we see ignorance. We see the power of sin and the pride of life covering them. They don't see that they perish, these other guys, they live in this fire. How can we be so ignorant on the fact that we see each and every day? How can they... you know what? If you really not biblical, you can ask yourself many questions and never get answers. How can people see that they are perishing and then continue there? But then we know, brothers and sisters, it is the blindness that is in their eyes. Until the Son of God take out this blindness in the eyes of the people, they will not see that they perish. They will only see the sufferings of the children of God, which is actually not suffering, just temporary suffering. Because God, that we read here, delivers his people. They forget the fact. They are not reminded of the fact that the fires of God will consume them. They are not reminded of the fact that no one shall stand the wrath of God. As we read here in Revelation chapter 12, this is what it says. When he opened the sixth seal, that is Jesus, I look and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became dark as sackcloth. The full moon became like blood, and the stars of the sky fell to the earth as the fig tree shells its winter fruits when shaken by a gale. The sky vanished like a scroll that is being rolled up, and every mountain and island was removed from the face of the earth in its place. And the kings of the earth, and the great one, and the generals, and the rich, and the powerful, and every slave, and every free, hide themselves in the caves and among the rocks, calling to the mountain and the rocks, fall on us, hide us from the face of him who is seated on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come, and who can stand? They are not reminded of this fact. Who can stand the wrath of God? We see people unable to stand the wrath of God, those who are ungodly. Look at what Isaiah 47 verse 14 says. Behold, they are like stubble. The fire consumed them. They cannot deliver themselves from the power of the flames. This is what they forget. This is what the world does not see. This is the gospel that we go out and preach. But no one hears our message, as the prophet says. Even no one receives Jesus. But we continue to be faithful in what God has sent us to do. They continue and became faithful in the lives that they lived in Babylon and ungodly world. Brothers and sisters, this is what we should know. This is what the world should know. 2 things. They will perish. They are the ones that the fire shall consume. We are the ones that we will save from the fires. And why? Because we have come to Jesus and trusted in God. We have faith in Jesus. The children of God did not burn, brothers and sisters. as we read here, we find that when they throw them into this fire, they saw them walking around like free men. We might look like we are not free, we might look like we are bound, we might look like we are suffering in this world, but brothers and sisters, actually we are not. Because when the time comes, when our God comes to deliver us, we will walk like the free ones, because we will be free and we shall enter the gates of God. Those who have saving faith and saving relationship with God, they are saved from the fires. Those who trust and depend in God, they survive the fire. They were not only protected in the fire, but Bazalwane, we see them walking without the chains. Wow. Throw them into the fire with chains. Now you see them walking without the chains. As we walk today, we are free from the chains. People of God are free from the chains. Even if the Antichrist may come, as we are told that he's coming, whatever time he can come to persecute the children of God, we are free from the chains. As the suffering people may look as if we are burning from the fire, but they were walking in the fire. But guess what? They were not walking alone in the fire. We are not walking alone. They were walking with Jesus Christ, the Christ who revealed himself in the Old Testament before he was born, showing to us, Bazalwane, ukuthi he is the Ancient of Days. He is the one that created everything. We see Nebuchadnezzar say, I see a one that looks like a son of God. Before the Son of God was born 600 years later, we see him walking around the fire. We see him protecting even the believers of the Old Testament, as he is protecting us today, the believers of the New and the New Testament. That is why the Apostle Paul says, in him we live, in him we move, in him we have our being. Those that are in Christ, they are protected. They are kept from the wrath of God. They are saved from the fires. Jesus appeared. He appeared in the fire. He appeared miraculously. He appeared, brothers and sisters, only to save his. He didn't appear to preach some kind of some gospel, but so that the people may see what God does for his own. When they are in trouble, Jesus appeared and protected his children. As he's still coming again, not to save when he comes for the second time, but to take his own from the liquefiers of this world and take them to his marvelous light in heaven. Nebuchadnezzar said, I see one that looks like sons of God. Like a son of the gods, actually. Brothers, there is no son of the gods. There are not many gods. Whoever thinks there are many gods, he will perish. So we see the evil heart of Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar is a man who's not yet converted to believe to the right way of believing. But we see a son of God, the one who delivers his own, answering the question that Nebuchadnezzar asked, who is the God that will deliver you from my hands? And the children of God, they said, the God that we serve. So, Bazalwane, if we serve God truly and faithfully, what does the God do? He delivers us from the fires of this world. Fires made by men. But men who make the same fire cannot be delivered from the fire that will be made by God. But now we have assurance that we have passed through death and entered eternal life. Nebuchadnezzar said, I see them unbound. I see them walk freely. That's what Nebuchadnezzar see. I see them, even their clothes is not burnt. Even what we try to steal and take away from them is returned unto them in the same way it was. God who protects his children. And we see that God did not quench the fire, but the fire lost its sting. Its sting, you know, it sting like a bee. The fire lost that when the children of God were walking in the fire. It doesn't mean the fire was not hot. Guess what? The mighty men burned. Just to show you that the fire was hot. But the children of God, they survived. There are a few things that we must learn, brothers and sisters. They were delivered by the one they stood for. Remember, they stood for God in an ungodly world. The same God we stand for, the same God we're suffering for, the same God we preach in our ways of life, not only by talking, by the way we live, is the one that saved them. The very same God who protected them when everybody enjoyed sin. Remember, with chapter number 1, the people, all of them, they ate the food of the king. But these children of God, they refused to eat the food and the drinks that the king offered. Say, kumbula sendu, chapter number 1. But they chose to drink water and eat vegetables for 3 years just to make sure that they please their God. How far can we go to please our own God so that we know that we are the one that will be saved at the end of the day? So that we know we are the one that will be delivered at the end of the day. And secondly, we see, brothers and sisters, as I said, they did not deliver themselves. Brothers, we don't deliver ourselves. We pray, we trust, we depend in God. But there is no power that we have to deliver ourselves. The salvation that we have belongs unto God. We are saved by grace. What does that mean? It means we cannot add anything and we cannot minus anything. There is no devil in hell that can steal us from the hand of God. So we don't lose our salvation. We don't burn in the fire. As we were reminded also a couple of weeks ago by our brother Sam. So we are the ones that stands because our God is the one that delivers us. And we see God delivering them in a manner that God chose to deliver them. Not in a manner that we choose. We don't choose when we get saved. I wish I was saved when I was 12. Then I was never going to do the mistakes that I did. But sin captured me and bound me until I was grown up. But thanks be to God and our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. God chose to save us, each and every one individually, when He chose to save us. Not by the will of man, not by the will of the flesh, but we are saved by the will and the purpose of God. John chapter 1 verse 12 to 13 tells us that. So you can raise your hand as much as you want. You can fast for 40 days. You can try to speak in some unknown tongues. You cannot be saved in that way. There is no way you can stand before God in any way unless God delivers us. It was God who came and intervened in the fire that Nebuchadnezzar has set before his children. We see that we serve a God who is faithful, a God that we can trust, a God that gives us assurance, brothers and sisters. He came for them. And we see one marvelous fact also. The Christians actually have a privilege of walking with Christ now before we walk with Christ in glory. So we walk with Christ now. We see them walking around the fire. 4 of them, Christ with them. So we walk with Christ now. We are protected by Christ now. When the world suffer flames, now. We're not living to be saved. We are saved. We're living to be glorified. That's why God molds us each and every day that we may become in the image of His Son. For His Son is marvelous. That's why we are not perfect. Thanks to God, we are not perfect. We can be made perfect. Because if it depended on us to make ourselves perfect, we were going to fail. Because we have failed since we were born. We are born speaking lies. We are born and brought forth in iniquity. Our hearts hardened. And only God could release us from that bondage. We see a God who is faithful. We see a Christian people and believers who have a privilege of living for God. But we also see the fact that the wicked will be judged and we will be saved as we are still saved today. As I close, let me give you 3 facts that we must recognize in this chapter, in these verses that we read today. We see God that is recognized in the world. We see who is God. Who delivers people from hell? Who delivers people from any suffering? We see it is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. God was recognized in that time. God is still recognized today as we preach Him. He walked in the fire with His children. All the ungodly people saw Him. As today, the ungodly people knows that He was born in Jerusalem, in Bethlehem. I mean, everybody knows. He reveals Himself even to the world. But most striking news, brothers and sisters, the same world that saw Him walking in the fire could not come to Him. He was walking with His. They could not come to Him. They could not, as they will not be able to come to Him at the end of the day. They will cry to the rocks of the mountain, say, hide us. But the rocks could not hide them. Sifundile last week ukuthi there will be no mediator for them. So this is the message: come to Jesus and stay in Jesus, that you may be saved even from the wrath of God that is still to come. So God was recognized. Who is God? Secondly, children of God are recognized. Who are the true believers? Not all who says, Lord, Lord. Not all who worship. Because they were worshipping in verse 1 to 7. They were singing songs of praise in verse 1 to 7. But they were praising a different God. It's like today, people casting demons. People prophesying in the name of Jesus. But does it mean everyone who says, Lord, Lord? The children of God were recognized, brothers and sisters. It was those who stood by faith. Who stood faithfully in an ungodly world. Are we the one that stands by faith? Are we the one that have reverence for God? Are we the one that depend and trust in God? If we are revealed to be the one, we live like the ones, so that the world may know our God. How does they know our God? Because they know our previous lives. We could not stay away from stealing. We could not stay away from talking lies. But today we are able to stay away from these things. Why? Because the power of God is upon us. The seed of God is within us. What we produce is not of our own, but is of God. Brothers and sisters, thirdly and lastly, the wicked are being revealed and recognized in this chapter. We don't only see them, but we see their end. They perished in the fire. So it is even today. Those who live ungodly, they are like chaff. They perish. They are blown away. We know who are the godly. Those who trust God. We know who is God. Is the Son of God who walked with them in the fire. And we know who are the wicked. Those who trust and depend on the things of this world. Those who respect people of this world rather than God. Those who fear the life of this world. Those who does not approach this life by living good for God. They are the ones that will face the judgment of God. So we have answered these two questions. Who will be consumed by the fire? The wicked. And who shall be saved? Only those who stand for God in an ungodly world. So come to Jesus and have life. Stay in Christ and be delivered. May the good God bless us as we all stand and I pray.